Welcome to another edition of the EA-HCP Steward Podcast. Today we're talking about adaptive management with Nathan Pence, who is the program manager for the EA-HCP. Here's Nathan. So Nathan, today we're talking about adaptive management and its part in the HCP. Can you give us some general information about what adaptive management is and how it's written into the HCP?
Sure. I view adaptive management as a process that allows us to take advantage of any new information that we may have learned, and then have a mechanism to incorporate that new information into our actual habitat conservation plan or the methods that we use to implement our habitat conservation plan. It's kind of big picture, allows us to be able to change things and do something different based on what we've learned. We do have three different types of adaptive management, and they're formally described and defined in the funding and management agreement to the HCP. The first category is routine adaptive management. Routine is exactly as the name implies. It's something that happens on a routine basis, happens day to day, typically happens out in the field, and it's a decision that's made by one of the permittees with jurisdiction in that area, or may be made by their contractor and recommended to the permittee. But it's typically non-controversial. It does not take the input of the decision makers or the policy makers. And it's something that's done typically on a day-to-day basis just to improve our efficiencies and make things run smoother, maybe provide a better benefit, bang for the buck, to our endangered species that we're trying to protect. Second category of adaptive management would be non-routine adaptive management. Something that's a little bit more elevated, something that may require, let me rephrase, that does require input from our different committees as to whether they agree with that change and whether it should be done. More importantly, non-routine adaptive management isn't made based on observations or someone's opinion or something that's learned in the field right at that moment. Non-routine adaptive management is actually an informed process where new science, new data, a new scientific report or new guidance document from U.S. Fish or EPA or someone like that comes out, and we use that new, very formal, very published and reviewed science to make better decisions in our HCP and our direction and things we implement. The third type of adaptive management that we have is strategic adaptive management. It has a very described and limited role in our HCP, which is to help us make decisions and change things as we go from phase one of our HCP to phase two of our HCP. And very specifically, it's about meeting our minimum spring flow requirements at Comal and San Marcos Springs and making sure that we do that.
So Nathan, I understand that HCP is getting ready to go through one of those non-routine adaptive management processes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's correct, John. For the first time in the 4 years of implementing our habitat conservation plan, we are for the first time going to trigger non-routine adaptive management. And we're going to do that with our submerged aquatic vegetation programs. For the last 3 or 4 years, we have been restoring aquatic vegetation in both the Comal and the San Marcos Rivers. We've had a lot of successes that we've learned over those 3 or 4 years and ways to do things that work really well for us. We've also had some challenges. So going through this process, it is very possible we might actually change some of the vegetation types that we're going to plant and or the locations where we plant them. Hence, it's not a routine decision. It falls in that category of non-routine, and we will formally include our science committee, our stakeholder committee, and our implementing committee in that decision-making process.
And why is adaptive management important to the whole HCP process?
I think the easiest way to answer that, John, is to go back to the very beginning of when we were actually in our planning process to put the HCP together. Everyone that was a stakeholder, a steering committee member at the time, they acknowledged that we had to make decisions at that time, and we needed to make it on the best available science that we had at our fingertips. However, we all also agreed that we would continue to learn about this system, and actually part of the HCP is to learn some of those unknowns and generate some new information. We always want to be using the best available science of the day, and so when new science comes out, we wanted a mechanism to be able to take advantage of it and include it in our HCP, and not have to wait 10 or 15 years until we apply for another permit. Adaptive management allows us to bring in that new information, do so in a public process so everybody knows what we're doing and what we're changing, and then ultimately, if it's important enough, it ends in getting concurrence from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to our changes. And so we all knew that we were going to learn more. Part of our purpose was to learn more, and we wanted to be able to take advantage of that, and it manifested as adaptive management.
Great info. Thanks, Nathan.
Right on. Thank you, John.